Let's pray. Magnificent and glorious Lord, we humbly approach your throne of grace this morning, this beautiful Palm Sunday morning, praising your most wonderful name, and with thankfulness, acknowledging your sovereignty and providential care for your children. This is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Inhabit our prayers this morning, Lord, as we worship you joyfully. Sovereign God, as we gather on this Lord's Day to worship you, keep us mindful that even in the midst of a lost and dying world, and in a culture that continues to seek darkness, you are our light and our salvation. You give us hope in Christ Jesus and strength in the knowledge that he has saved us from our sins and from the pains of hell forever. Father, in the midst of the chaos in the world that we see and hear with our human eyes and ears, we pray that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear your plan, your will, and your word, that we may be comforted in the knowledge of your sovereignty and grace. O Ancient of Days, your faithfulness to your elect is beyond measure. Your majesty and glory are eternal, and you are the sovereign King of all. Father God, we, your unworthy, wayward, and sinful children, are so very grateful that you condescend to us and provide for our every need. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful to you for the perfect life you lived and your death on the cross so that we will spend eternity with you. Holy Spirit, we sing praise to you for applying the work of Christ to us, and thank you for your continual providence and guidance, and we pray that you will ever increase our faith and quicken us to do good works. Gracious Lord, you have placed us in a time and in a place in which we may worship you openly without fear of violent persecution. We pray this morning for our nation and our leaders that you will raise up men and women in the halls of Congress and in the state houses and in the city halls who love you and to whom you have given faith. We pray that you will give them boldness and strength in Christ that they may not succumb to those who continually rebel against your holy word. May they be salt and light as they seek to do your will. We pray also for all those whom you have placed in authority over us, from the White House to our governors and our local officials. We pray that you would draw them unto yourself and cause them to seek your wisdom and not the wisdom of the world. Everlasting God, we lift before you all the ministries of Redeemer Church. And we pray for your holy guidance in our homes, our flock groups, our school, and the preaching and teaching of your word. And may every activity in which we engage be with the purpose of glorifying Christ. Father, we pray that you will fill your people here at Redeemer with the desire to serve one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. You are ever faithful and loving, and may we, your children, follow the example of the Lord Jesus in serving one another and laying down our lives for each other. Father God, you are not only our provider and redeemer, but also our great physician. And you are glorified even in the midst of human frailty and sickness. And we humbly pray for your healing touch for those in our body who are struggling with any mental or emotional anguish, any physical illness or spiritual distress. And in particular, we lift before you Brian Riffle, struggling with the ravages of MS, Ginger Felich, still recovering from recent stroke, as well as others, Lyle Burton, Greg Jones, Ed Jennings. Cause each one of them to lean upon Christ alone for their strength, a guide, and guide their physicians' minds and hands as they treat and care for them. Father, we pray that you cause each of us in this place to bear one another's burdens and be a blessing to all those in our body who are hurting in any way. Lord God, as your servant Pastor Tony preaches from the Gospel of Luke this morning, may we, your children, apprehend and be changed by your word and leave this worship convicted of our sin, blessed by our need for Christ Jesus, and zealous to do your will. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In the strong and majestic name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.
I'd like to invite the ushers to come and receive the Lord's tithe and our love offerings.